Greetings, dear friends. This is Dr. Howland Owl, and I would like to invite you personally to listen in when the Ask Dr. Hal show plays on listener-supported Radio Valencia. Friday nights from 10 p.m. to midnight, when churchyards yawn and gibbering phantoms swim in the fetid atmosphere over our radio station. This is our time, and it could be your time too. If you'd like to listen in and even call us up with a question for me, Dr. Hal. And of course, it's not just me, because I bring in others who often sit in as we chew the fat and decide the fate of the world. That's the Ask Dr. Hal show, live on radio, Radio Valencia, Friday night from 10 p.m. to midnight, and often beyond.
There we go. That's better. How's that? Does that work? Does everybody hear me? Oh, my gosh. That's what it's all about. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the program. My name is John Hill. This right here is Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District on Monday nights, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific. What a delight being with you. Thank you so much. I love it. And I love Black on Black on Black. They will be back next Monday night, 6 to 8 p.m. Pacific. I think they took the week off because of little pride hangover, and good for them. If you don't get a pride hangover, you're not doing it right. Little Lost in Hell got home late last night, and you know, a little bit of hair to the dog, the bitch. Yeah, yeah, she doesn't drink, but that, at least I don't think so. You're not 21 yet, and that's the law, right? Isn't that the law? Oh my gosh, I'm crazy. I know. Hey, thrilled to be here with you tonight. Lots of great music for you. New music from Public Enemy, new music from the OCs, new music from King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Stick around, tune in. I heard this, I watched this really great mini documentary on this song that Bob Dylan wrote about a particular blues artist, and I'm going to play a little bit of that in combination coming up. And if you tune into my show regularly, sometimes I like to start off way, way back and then bring it up to the present time. And I'll probably be doing that. You're going to be okay with that? You can hit us up on the Chatterbox that you can find on the Radio Valencia app. And because that's what we got. We have a brand new website coming up soon, all thanks to the fundraiser we did last winter. And so stick around for that website launch. All right, Radio Valencia.
You know, Oddbell, George, played a tape of a scientist that was checking out tectonic plates up in Siberia, and it was called The Sounds of Hell, I believe. I'd love for you to play that again because, you know, I've heard about it. I've never heard it, okay? My pastor told me about it, but you know what? I'll tell you right now, what's in the earth? And the sounds of hell, you hear the people in torment.
Well, you listen in. You listen in on the radio here because you're going to hear it right now.
Tell me, mama, just how you want your ruling done. Tell me, baby, just how you want your ruling done. And just as long as you like it, if it takes the whole night long. My girl got me like the lighthouse on the sea. Upon the sea. And every time she smiles, she throws her loving light on me. My rider's got something, and I don't know just what it is. My rider's got something, and I don't know just what it is. Every time she wiggles and wobbles, Papa can't keep his black self still. Lord, I'm wild about a jelly. She put me in the alley, cause my girl name is Sally, and I know she's got good jelly. Tell me, you want that rolling dough. And just as long as you like it, if it takes a whole night long. Dice in these women, I swear they won't let me pray. Now, if you steal my rider, I won't get mad with you. If you steal my rider, I won't get mad with you. Oh, she's 3 times 7, and she knows just exactly what to do.
This is the one that has...
We're Baptist, man. We just don't do that sort of thing. But let me tell you.
I'm gonna get married, baby. And I'm gonna join the Baptist church. Hey, I don't have to wait. You know, one deacon jumped up. Hey, he began to grin. You know, one deacon jumped up. Hey, he began to grin. Said, I don't know. Well, no, I believe I'll go back to Barrel House and again. Hey, sister, why don't you hush? Woman, you know you drink cold liquor, and your lines are all but a scut. Yes, I've been a puppet, jumping up and down. In a corner hollering, Alabama-bound. And I packed up a suitcase, and I tore up down the road. Packed up a suitcase, hey, tore up down the road. Hey, goodbye, goodbye, church mother. Good Lord, bless your soul. I had me in heaven, a big heaven of my own. Yeah, I wish I had me in heaven, a big heaven of my own. I guarantee all my pretty women are long gone. Happy home. Now listen to preach these blues. I'm gonna choose my seat and sit on down. Sit on down. And the spirit comes, ladies and gentlemen, on our daughter. Jump right up and down, here comes that spirit. We'll be right back.
there it is.
Right there for you, some Scott H. Byron. Got me some religion. Preaching the Blues. It's an old Sunhouse track that he took off of the 2002 self-released Preaching and Hollering. The gospel sounds of the Reverend Scott H. Byram. Right here, right now, on Radio Valencia. Started off the show there off of the Devil Got My Woman, 16 classic blues songs from 1926 to 1937. Heard the track How You Want Your Rollin' Done by Louis Lasky, recorded April 2nd, 1935 in Chicago. John Hell, that's my name. Hell's Kitchen Radio, Monday nights, Radio Valencia, deep in the heart of the Mission District. I'm a sucker for old folk blues. John and Alan Lomax recorded stuff. Are you kidding me? I go crazy for that. I do. I love that. Kitchen table blues, front porch blues, any of that stuff. Juke joint blues. I want to hear it. Even if there's kind of the myth of sort of the heart of that, you know, that the Lomaxes themselves certainly wrote. You know, they wrote this sort of story of like where it was, you know, going to the heart of the blues, you know, what it was. And they kind of created a particular story. I don't care, man. I love that story. I love it. And I'm a history teacher, so I can understand the myth, the mythology of it all. I totally appreciate it. I get it. I still love the music. I think it's great. Anyway, dig that. Welcome to the show, Monday nights. I hope you guys are doing all right. Hey, here's a crazy interesting thing. So, you know, you listen regularly. You know that I'm a teacher in San Francisco Unified for 22 years. Holy hell, that's nuts. And recently, the superintendent, Dr. Sue, along with the Board of Supervisors, the school board, decided that they wanted to put a pause. I'm doing air quotes, by the way. A pause on the ethnic studies program of the school district because they wanted to audit the curriculum. Now, I've been a teacher 22 years, and auditing the curriculum, the ethnic studies program was adopted by the school district specifically. It wasn't just made out of thin air. It was adopted, and all of the incoming freshmen have to all graduate with it as an actual part of their transcript when they graduate in 4 years. So to audit a program that's already been accepted, that's outside of the norm. It's completely outside of the norm. Not to mention, every single state that adopts a course and adopts the accepted content with it, also within that gives teachers the autonomy then to go and work with that curriculum and to supplement as necessary, and that however they're supplementing has to be justified by the accepted content standards as dictated by the State Department of Education and your school districts. So what Ethnic Studies in San Francisco Unified was doing falls completely within those parameters. It does not fall outside of those parameters. It's directly in it. So this pause was brought on by a tyrannical minority. The views and opinions expressed by John Hell are not necessarily those of Radio Valencia. And it's true. That's just by a very vocal minority who are attempting to shut it down, utilizing this, speak that we're getting from 4547 about this woke ideology, without deeply investigating what is really going on with ethnic studies. They're taking snapshots only and saying, see, there it is, there's the problem. That teacher had them read that thing, or that teacher had them write that paper or that letter. Not looking at the full context, only looking at that maybe one little area right there. And instead of going to the teacher, or instead of going to the school administration, they instead decided to go to the press. They instead decided to go to the school board and to the superintendent as well. This is a problem, ladies and gentlemen. This is a real problem. You got a problem. Hey, I'm a teacher. I have an open door policy. You got a problem with my curriculum? You're a parent of a student I teach? Then come on in. Let's talk. Let's talk all about it. You want my syllabus? I'll give you my syllabus. Has everything I do on there. But instead, they wanted to go around that. They wanted to cry. Won't somebody please think of the children? This is nothing but fear-mongering. That's all it is. Fear-mongering. These people are afraid. They're afraid it's a zero-sum game. That's all it is. They're afraid that if they have to share the pie, they're not going to get any pie. That's what it is. It's zero-sum for them. So I'm going to stop right here. But tomorrow at 4 o'clock at City Hall, there is a press conference going on. I'm going to be involved in it. Should come on out, spread the word. So today at 12 o'clock this afternoon, superintendent and the school board declared that they will not pause the ethnic studies program. It will not be paused. But they want there to be other guidance and guidelines. Any supplemental materials have to be passed through the superintendent's office. Folks, my principal doesn't even look at the syllabus where that's concerned. They have it. They don't audit these things. So the superintendent is playing safe, saying they want to audit these things, this thing. And it's mostly because they're desperately afraid of these right-wing voices and the money, mostly the money that they bring to attack them. We've had a number of recalls in the city. We had a district attorney, recalled. We've had members of the school board recalled. And so there's a lot of fear there. So I encourage you to learn about this. Okay, you got to learn about it. Don't be just frightened by all this crap. Okay. It's a waste of our time. All right, it's enough of that. Let's get back to the music. I appreciate you sticking around for that one, all right? Okay, going to get back to the music. I listened to this really incredible piece last night. Really enjoyed it. Sorry, I'm just looking at it right now. It's all about Bob Dylan when he recorded the Infidels release. It came out in 1983. It was the third of his evangelical records. Had a really good song in there, Joker Man. But one song did not make the final cut, Blind Willie McTell. A lot of sessions for this song. It finally did come out on an official bootleg release that Columbia put out, but it had already been making the rounds anyway. Well, this is a really great, like, 20-minute, 30-minute piece that I watched last night. I'm not going to play it for you. You can find it on openculture.com if you're interested, though. But it is really incredible, really deep, really wonderful. It really harkens back to some of Dylan's earlier masterpieces. And this one, I've been listening to it for a long time, but when I watched that yesterday on Polyphonic, that's the YouTube channel, I was like, oh my God, I haven't listened to that song in so long. I have to play it for all of you tonight. So let's listen to this. And this is not the first version of Blind Willie McTell that was done during the Infidel sessions. It actually is a later version, and it features Mark Knopfler on 12-string guitar. I think Dylan himself is on piano. Dylan on piano, Mark Knopfler. Right. More of a melodic-based take on the St. James Infirmary melody, which has a deep history as well. What do you know? So we're going to listen to this right now. Bob Dylan's Blind Willie McTell right here, right now. Radio Valencia.
Seen the arrow on the doorpost, saying this land is condemned. All the way from New Orleans to Jerusalem, I travel through East Texas, where many martyrs fell. And I know no one can sing the blues like Blind Willie McTell. Well, I heard that hoot owl singing as they were taking down the tents. The stars above barren trees was his only audience. Then charcoal gypsy maidens can strut their feathers well, but nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie. Big plantations burning, hear the cracking of the whips, smell undertaker's bell. Nobody can sing the blues like Blind Willie McDowell. There's a woman by the river with some fine young handsome man. He's dressed up like a squire, bootleg whiskey in his hand. There's a chain gang on the highway. I can hear them rebels yell. I'm gazing out the window.
Yeah, Sweet Sounds there from Roland Kirk. Off of The Inflated Tear. Love it. It's a Duke Ellington original there. Creole Love Call. Oh, God, so good. Bob Dylan just before that off of The Infidel Sessions. You could have found that on the Bootlegs Volume 1 out on Columbia Records. Blind Willie McTell. John Hell, that's my name. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in, everybody. Black Lives Matter was founded in 2013 in response to the acquittal of Trayvon Martin's murderer. The Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation, with offices in the United States, United Kingdom, and Canada, works all over the world to eradicate white supremacy and build local power to intervene in violence inflicted on black communities by the state and by vigilantes. By combating and countering acts of violence, creating space for black imagination and innovation, and centering black joy, they are winning immediate improvements in black lives. Black Lives Matter believes that in order to succeed, they must cast a wide net, and to that end, Black Lives Matter affirms the lives of black, queer, and trans folks, disabled folks, and the undocumented, people with records, women, and all black lives along the gender spectrum. BLM affirms their humanity, their contributions to society, and black resilience in the face of deadly oppression. Find them on the web at blacklivesmatter.com. That's all one word, blacklivesmatter.com. John Hell here, once again, going until 10 o'clock. Hit me up on the Chatterbox, or if you're a friend on Messenger, you could do that too. Like the great Linda Kelly. Hi there, Linda. Lovely to see you as always. You could check her out. She put a radio station together, Haight-Ashbury Radio. It's going to be starting up, and we're going to go play together in a couple of days and see what we can do. I'm very excited about that one. That one's going to be a real treat. So stick around for that. I'm going till 10, and I want to play some brand new music by Public Enemy for you. Black Sky Over the Project's Apartment 2025 is the name of the album. Sick, it's two eyes. Sick is the name of the track. Shall we hear it? Yeah, let's hear it right now, right on Radio Valencia. P.E.
We haven't much time. We haven't much time.
I immediately played the records, and since then I've played them so often, I almost know them by heart.
We haven't much time.
Where's their sense of what's right? Time. Their respect for what's happened here.
We haven't much time.
How far can we go?
We've got to start somewhere.
Been starting, that's the whole point. We've been starting all types of places, man.
Starting.
No, starting.
We haven't much time. Listen to me.
Evil and violence are the only two measures that hold any power. Look at the world. Chaos.
The song is sick where the people are sick. Man, this air's thick. The world feels sick. Economy's flipped. Stocks done took a dip. CEO chaos. Now everybody's sick. AI running human beings kicked out of their jobs. Now you really sick. Politicians talking with that lying trick. Promises, promises, but none that stick.
Dreams dissolving like a candle wick. No problem solving. The people are tricked.
In a world going down. With leaders sick, lost in the shot clock. That tick, 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 tick. No dancing on the edge. Now isn't that sick?
Voices lost in the noises.
Y'all trying to pick truth in the shadows. Now ain't that sick? 2026, world gone sick.
Society's spinning, got cold like a brick. The walls going up, they're crumbling quick. The voices are silent, nothing to click. 2026, it's all looking sick. Society's spinning.
This song is sick, this society's sick. When the nation be sick, temperature rising, the climate thick. Weather patterns changing, got y'all sick. Nature's furious, can't duck that shit. Mama Earth's response, got y'all sick. Eyes on screens, the vision is sick.
Lost in the media, your mind's done slipped.
Communication's dead, emojis pick. Feelings numbed out, emotionally sick. Truth buried deep, now ain't that sick.
You in love with a bot and mad at it.
Hours of chaos, that love is a trick. They scared of aging, no magic fix. Technology changed, y'all thought y'all picked. The future is locked, ain't that a bitch?
Sick.
Society's spinning, got cold like a brick.
walls going up, yet crumbling quick. The voice is silent, nothing to click. 2026 is all looking sick. Society's fitting, got cold like a brick. The walls going up, yet crumbling quick. Voice is silent. This track is sick, heart attack sick,
broke like a stroke, blood pressure sick,
no joke, clock running with no flavor switch, they all scared of aging,
no magic fix,
eyes are glazed, hypnotic flick, voices screaming, they just a click, disconnected heads, connections sick, identified loss, society sick, oceans rise,
see that oil slick,
clock running out with no flavor switch, society spinning, got cold. Like a brick. Walls going up, yet crumbling quick. The voice is silent,
nothing to click.
2026, it's all looking sick. Society spinning, got cold like a brick. Walls going up, yet crumbling quick. The voice is silent.
番組冒頭にも言ったスペシャルゲストの大友情出演、ニューヨークはロングアイランドからこの番組に駆けつけてくれたナウゲリポーセ、その名もパブリックエネミーナンバーワン。
You're gonna rise!
Thank you.
damn. That was good stuff. Super Bad right here on Radio Valencia. Off of the Black Rhythm Revolution LP, Idris Muhammad is the character who put that one together. He's an amazing drummer. It was his session that featured the electrified guitar there of Melvin Sparks. Man, that was just quite delightful. His version there is Super Bad. Just before that, something off of this album I've had for a long time. I don't even know if I've ever played it for y'all. The group goes by the name The Visitors. It's Earl Grubbs and Carl Grubbs. These guys are brothers. Yeah, Earl plays soprano sax, Carl plays alto sax, and they just bring it. That was a track there called China. It's an original of theirs. That featured Sid Simmons there on the piano. Also Ron Burton on the piano. And really, really quite delightful. Just before that, some Big Brother and the Holding Company. Classic track there, Janis on vocals, Summertime, Gershwin tune. Public Enemy started off the track, brand new album from them, Black Sky Over the Project, Apartment 2025. And we heard Sick. John Hell, that's my name. I am sick. Going until 10 o'clock tonight. Thanks so much for tuning in. Always appreciate it. Hey, have you thought about doing a radio show? You're like, man, I could do better than that guy. I'm sure you can. You can hit us up, station@radiovalencia.fm, if you're interested. We have some open slots, and we'd love to have you. Actually, we've added a few shows lately. So summertime, we always seem to get some new shows, and we do. We got few good ones that are already starting up. I'll talk about them next hour, and even have another cat that's supposed to be coming in this week said, hey, I want to do it, so why not? Maybe it's you. We could train you. Stuff is easy, man. Easy peasy. We could take care of you. So if you're interested, station@radiovalencia.fm, and we'll take it from there. How's that sound? All right. Hey, OCs have a new album coming out soon. They've put out a pre-order with a track available, and I just have to play it for you. The album is called Abomination Revealed at Last. We're going to play a track, and it's OCs, so we're definitely going in a different direction right now. It's going to get loud. I mean, I might redline it, baby. The track is called Fight Simulator. OCs right here, right now, Radio Valencia.